Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We are on Daf Mem Dalam and Beit, but the two dots, Bechol Yom, Ha'isa Kveda Vayom Kala. Every day the shovel was heavy, but today it was light. That's what we're up to, right? Tana, what? Oh, Bechol Yom Ha'isa Zahava Yarok. Every day it was gold, reddish, green, yellow gold. Amr V'chista. Shivim Zahav Mehen, there are seven golds. Zahav, gold. Zahav Tov, good gold. Zahav Ophir, gold from Ophir. Zahav Mipoz, Mupaz, that kind of gold. Zahav Shachut, that kind of gold. Zahav Sagur, that kind of gold. And Zahav Parvim, that kind of gold. Zahav is Zahav Tov, what's gold and good gold? Dichtiv it says, V'zahav Ha'aretz Ha'hu Ha'tov. The land of the gold that's good. So Rashi says if there's gold that's good, it implies that there's gold that's not good. So there's two kinds of gold and good gold, right? And the Marsha says a fascinating thing. It's almost a Kabbalistic idea. He says there are seven planets. In those days, they thought there were seven planets. There are seven types of gold. He says there are seven types of metal. And each planet, each gold, each metal corresponds to one of these heavenly bodies. He says that's why gold responds corresponds to the sun, because it's yellow, and silver corresponds to the moon, because moon is silvery. And it says gold is 12 times, it's worth 12 times more than silver's worth, because it takes one cycle for the year for the sun to revolve around the earth, and in that one year, the moon revolves 12 times, because it's every month. So you see, it's 12 times more valuable. What does that mean? I don't know. Next, Zahav Ophir, the Asim Ophir. Zahav Ophir comes from the town of Ophir. Zahav Mupaz, Shadoma Lapaz, it's Doma to Paz, which is what's Paz? Pearls. Zahav Shachut, Shenata Kichut, it spreads out like a strand. Zahav Sagur, which means Peshasha Niftach Kol Chanuyos Nizgaros. When the store that sells this gold opens, all the other stores can close. Because it so outshines it, might as well just close shop. And Zahav Paravim, Shadoma Ladama Parm. It's Dome to the blood of a cow, meaning it's a reddish gold. There are only five golds, and each one of the golds is bei zav v'zav tov, has within it zav and zav tov, so it's five and two, it's really seven, but it's really five. Tanya nami hachi, and we learned in another brisa, v'chol yom v'yom, every day, zav yarok, every day we used yellow gold, v'hayom adom, here we used red gold, v'haynu zav, V'hainu, that is, Zahav Parvuyim, Shadom Al Dama Parv. It's that kind of gold, which resembles the blood of the cow, which is reddish gold. A reddish type of gold. So he says over here in the footnote, Tosantov says that the reason why we're using the reddish gold is because, first of all, to remind us of the Karbanos, right? What is he doing with this gold? He's going to be carrying it into the Kodesh Kedoshim with the Ketoros and the coals on it. Right? So why is he using a reddish gold? So he says, even though he said before that there's no gold in the Kodesh Kodesh, which only applies to clothing, right? Okay, so if I can use different gold, why not use different gold too? It doesn't look like gold. So it's also part of the Indian of Enka Tegur Nasas and Eger. We'll use a different color gold. Number one, to remind us of the Dama Par, which is a Kapara issue. And number two, to remind us also of this. Nothing to do with Paradum. No, Tom Yom Kippur.
No, I don't.
No. Better for
quality gold? You don't know.
So it's a machlokas. Some say it's the best quality because it's last on the list. We're going up in value. So it's the best quality because it's last on the list. And that's why we use it on Yom Kippur. Others say, no, it's because of these other issues. What? That's
only with that one little thing. Everything else expands like crazy.
B'chol yom makriv pras shachris. B'chol yom, every day, ha'isa daka, it was ground up fine. V'hayom, daka min adaka. But on Yom Kippur, it was very fine. Tana Rabbanan, daka. It says in the Torah, daka. Ma tamud lomar, v'luk fanemar v'shachat neminu hodeik. It already says it should be ground up. Ela lahavi daka min hadaka. It's to be very, very ground up. What is the shear for that? So one of the Rishonim was trying to figure out what exactly is the shear of daka, and as opposed to daka min adaka, what is there a shear to this? How fine do you make it? How fine can you make it? Okay. Next. B'chol yom kahanim olim b'mizracho shel kevesh. Every day, the kahanim went up the right side of the ramp. Why? So, b'pashtas, every turn that you make is to the right. Right? Damar mar, kol pinas shatapone, lo yehe ela derech yamin lemizrach. It's always to the right, to the east. The hayom, but today, olin be'emza, the yardin be'emza. The Kohen Gadol went up in the center, and he went down in the center. My time, why is that? Mishum kvodo, the Kohen Gadol. Because of the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, look at the fourth skinny line. Laharos chashivaso, to show his chashivas. Shuk ben bias, he's like a ben bias. Umakif lutzorech v'shalol lutzorech. And he circles for what's needed and for what's not needed. What exactly is Rashi trying to say? I don't know. What does that mean? It's like a ben bias. You know what it means, a ben bias. Ben bias means you're much more familiar. You're much, like I said, the president's kids run around in the White House, right? Like it's their own house. And the dignitaries have to treat it with such respect. The Kohen Gadol is like very Hamish in the so what does that mean? Therefore what? Why is that? What does that have to do with the center? I just don't know. What does that mean?
Is he making the right turn or he's not making the right turn? The Kohen Gadol.
What's he going up there for?
To get the...
So why not make a right turn? Why not?
Well, is he making a right turn? As I understood it, it's saying that every day they walk up on the right-hand side of the...
That's right.
I just assumed that meant because people would be coming down the ramp on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Like they have on roads. But if it's only the Kohen Gadol, he can just go up the middle.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe that's shot.
Like that. I don't know if that's right.
Right.
Seems to make sense.
Okay, I hear. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about the fires on the Mizbeach. B'chol yom, Kohen Gadol makdish yadav raglav ben akiyah. Before we get to that. No, because there's to get to the top, there's a place to walk. There's a place you can walk around. There's like a ledge. You can walk around. On the top of the Mizbeach, right. There's like an arm for the Kohanim to walk. Right.
It's not on the platform. It's underneath the platform.
When you get to the top, the top of the Mizbeach has a sovev where you can walk. It also had two little ramps on...
You're not on the platform. It's around...
No, you're not on the platform. You're on the edge of the platform. You can't go walk onto the Mizbeach. You walk onto the Mizbeach, you get burnt. There's four fires there. You get burnt on the edge of the Mizbeach. So that's why you had to take a shovel and get the coals, right? So before we get to that, B'chol yom, Kohen Gadol makdish yadav raglav ben akir, my time, why? And then today he used a special cup, a special golden utensil to wash his hands and feet. Mishum kvodo shel Kohen Gadol. Because it was a covered thing. You know, he's special. Then we said, B'chol yom ha'yishum arba ma'arachos. Tana Rabbanan. B'chol yom, every day. Now, the Mishnah had three opinions, and the opinions went down in number. I don't know why the Brisa goes up in number. The Mishnah started off with the most, not most. Then the second sheet had less. Then the third sheet had less. Now, B'chol yom ha'yishtayim ma'arachos. Every day there were two. Vayom shalosh. But today, there are three. Why does Bryce switch the order? I don't know. Number, what are the three? Achas merucha gedola, the main fire, the big one. Achas merucha shnei shal ketores, a second one of ketores. The achas shemosifim bo bayom divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And on Yom Kippur, they added a third one. So every day there were two. On Yom Kippur, they added a third one. Rabbi Yossi Omar, b'chol yom shalosh. Every day there were three. Vayom arba, and then on Yom Kippur, there were four. What are the three? Achas shal maracha gedola. One for the maracha gedola, the main one. Achas maracha shnia shal ketores. The ketores. The achas shal kiyum ha'ish. And they had a special fire just to be lit in case the fire went out. So they could relight the fire. The achas mosif shemosif in bobayom. And the fourth one, they added for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir Omer. I think because it's Yom Kippur. Well, it'll be special. That's the only reason. Rabbi Meir Omer, B'chol Yom Arba. Every day was four fires every day. Vayom Chamesh. Today there were five fires. Achas Shal Maracha Gedola. One for the Racha Gedola. Achas Shal Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores. A second one for the Ketores. Achas Shal Kiyum Ha'ish. A third, he agrees with that. A third one to keep lit in case the fire goes out. Now what if that fire goes out? I don't know. The achas and the fourth one, levarim upedarim shalonis aklu miba erev. At night, if the limbs of the carbon tamid were not burnt up, they had a special fire to burn them up faster. And five, the achas shemosifim bo bayom. On Yom Kippur, they added a fifth one. The kuli alma, everyone holds tarti islahu, that everyone holds there were at least two. Everyone holds that. At least two fires on the Mizbeach. Menoah, how do you know that? Damar Krat says in this pasuk, Hi ha'ola al mokta al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla. Zum racha gedola. That's the big fire. Then it says, Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tu kadbo, zum racha shnia shal ketores. That's the second one of the ketores. Why do you need a second fire for the ketores? What's wrong with taking the coals from the main fire? What's wrong with that? So we said yesterday, over here, the Rabbag says, because if you take from the main fire, it could be that there's some remnant residue of carbon in there. And you're not allowed to bring anything on the Mizbeach HaPanimi except Ketores. But if there's residue of carbonos there, then you'll have a Zara, a wrong thing, on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So for that reason, you have to have a separate fire. So nothing ever went on there, just coal. It's just burnt wood, which becomes coal, which you can use for the Ketores. I never thought of that reason. That's an interesting reason. Rabbi Yossi says, Kiyum ha'esh menale. How do you know there's an extra esh just to kiyum ha'esh? Nafgale, he learns it out, mi v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tu kadbo. Mi v'ha'esh. Right, from the extra vav. Rabbi Huda, hahu lahatzasas alisa huda asa. Now that comes to teach you that you have to actually light the fire yourself. Right? Lahatzas habahen or maracha gedola. You have to light the fire itself. Even though, l'chora, fire came down from Shemayim, you have to light it yourself. How do you know? V'ho'esh. You're going to light it yourself. D'tanya. Hayrab Yehuda Omer. Menayin lahatzasas alisa. How do you know that lighting the fire, shalotehe ela berosho shal mizbeach? It can only be done on top of the mizbeach. Talmud lomar, v'esh al mizbeach tukadbo. Light it on the esh, on the mizbeach. Tukadbo, light it up. Amar Biosi, Menayin she'osim ha'racha l'kiyim ha'esh. How do you know there's a ma'racha just for kiyim ha'esh? Talmud lomar, feishal mizbeach tukadbo. So they learn out two different things in the same words. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, hatzasas alisa menale. How does Rabbi Yossi know that you have to light the fire? Doesn't have a pasuk for that. And the Gemara says, nafgale mehecha de nafgale l'Rabbi Shimon. He learns it from the same place Rabbi Shimon learns it, the Tanya. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'kohen eshal mizbeach. Right? It says, V'nasnu m'neron eish al-mizbeach, Limin al-atzasas alitha, Shalote el b'kohen, kosher, u'b'klisharis. It has to be done by a kohen, who's kosher. Klisharis means he's wearing big the kahuna. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Amalo Rabbi Shimon, V'chitayel ad-altecha, Shazar karv l'gab mizbeach. How's a czar going to do that? How's a czar lighting the fire on the mizbeach? So we're going to say, a very long match. Right? It's a very long match. Why not? Ella, so Zohar's not going to be there. So why do I need a special pasuk to tell me? Oh, by the way, only a kohen can light the mizbeach. Of course, only a kohen can be on the mizbeach. Of course. So what's the? I don't need a pasuk for that. It's obvious that only a kohen can light the fire in the mizbeach. Ella, liman al atzasas alisa. It must be for the match. Shloitei ella baroshes al mizbeach. It's the location on top of the mizbeach. That I didn't know. Why? So there was fire there, you have to bring one yourself.
What?
There was always a fire that came down from Shemayim, but there was a mitzvah to light it yourself.
But when did they bring the fire to what did they light
it? Some kind of match, I don't know.
Match?
Some kind of Elisa, whatever Elisa means.
Elisa splinters.
Splinters. So they would light it with some kind of splinters.
But where is
this? Where'd they get the fire from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They kept the middle, the other, that small
one. Maybe that's why there was a key of Aish.
That's why
I kept. But what's the fuel for it? Wood? They kept throwing in wood all the time, the whole night? Okay.
Is that a daily mitzvah or once?
Well, there was a mitzvah to bring logs every day.
No, to light the thing.
Yes.
How else do you think they're going to keep it up?
Yeah. For Behuda, this is 1 second. Imei Hasam, if that's the Makar, Havamina, I would have said, what do you mean? Koi A'ara, V'ovid B'pumcha, what do you mean? You can stand on the ground, and have a very long match, and with that match, you can light the fire. As far as Kamash Malan, no. It has to be on top of the Mizbeach. Why? The Pasuk said so. So he doesn't have an extra Pasuk to teach you that an extra fire. Verb Meir.
I never understood the Mizbeach thing anyway.
What do you mean?
Do you know how much fuel you need to burn an Olah completely?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of logs. Where do they get these logs from? Every day for 800 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of logs.
It's right, it's a lot.
That's bringing one. What happens if 50 people come with olives?
Yeah. And then there were days in Yontif, they brought like 40 korbanos. Right, like on these on Sukkis.
I know, but that olive is burnt up completely.
What?
Then they say that during the 4 years of Shimon HaTzadik, remember, you only had to bring two, because they kept burning, there was a miracle that happened for 40
years. But you have to say it was all Nisim. Okay. For a mayor, and according to a mayor, a varm upadarm shlonis aklu bi be'erev menale, how do you know there was an extra fire just to burn the tumid of the evening, so to burn faster, like its own special fire? How do you know? Nafgale mi vo'esh. He learns it out from mi vo'esh, for rabbanon, vav lo darshi. They don't darshan that vav, therefore they don't have an extra fire just for the burning of the fat. Rabbanon. What do you do with it? What would they do with it? It wasn't burnt up yet. So mahadur leilam rocha gadola. Then they put on the rocha gadola. Let it go burn in there. D'tanya minayin leivarim upadarim shalom asakum ubeerev. They didn't get burnt up at night. Shesodron al gabi mizbeach. They arranged it on the mizbeach, right? V'im ein machzikin, and if there wasn't enough room on the Mizbeach, Shesodron ala Kevesh, they'd bring it onto the Kevesh, O Agabe Sovev, or in the Sovev, which is where they could walk around, Ad Shiyasa Merecha Gedola, until there was enough room on the Merecha Gedola, Visodron. And then they would arrange it on the Merecha Gedola.
So were these burnt before the Tamid?
No, this is the Tamid.
No, from the limbs from the night before, they were burnt before the Tamid.
Well, they burned the whole night. And then in the morning, you start over. That's what he's saying.
It meant things that haven't finished burning.
No, it's this coming night. Today's Wednesday. Wednesday night.
Oh,
we're going to bring a carbon tumid on Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
Wednesday night, it's got to be burned so that Thursday morning we start over.
Right.
So Wednesday night, they would burn it. So the mayor said, make a separate fire to burn it faster. Right? Or maybe not faster, maybe a separate fire. Now, if some strange reason they wasn't able to get burnt, they'd put it on the random parts of the Mizbeach. And Tosfos says something very, very interesting. They put the limbs, and maybe it was like a very, 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 very super busy, like on Sukkot, the busiest days of Sukkot. So so many korbanos were brought. There was no room to put the limbs. So they'd leave them on the ramp, right, it says, or on the ramp, or on the Soviv, until there was room in the Maracha Gedola to bring the limbs up, because you have the whole night. So Tosfos says, Aval Agabe Yisod, lo. But you can't put the limbs on the yesod, which is on the bottom of the mizbeach. The im kain hayinifsal belina. Now that'll leave it overnight. So if you bring it down to the yesod, leave it there, it's left overnight and it's puzzle.
Yeah, we just can't throw it back up.
What? Correct. Aval sovev shu michatzi hamizbeach ulamayla. But the sovev, which is in the halfway point, had an indentation. Harehu kemizbeach. That is the mizbeach. The ain lina ma'al is berosho shel mizbeach, and there's no lina issue on the yisod. V'chein kevesh. Also, there's no lina issue on the ramp, even though the ramp, the bottom of the ramp, can be as low as the yisod. But the ramp itself has chashivas, right? By the way, when I was doing the parsha this year, the chumash that I have mentioned, the ramp is never mentioned in the Torah. Never says the word ramp in the Torah. It does say that you're not allowed to make steps going up to the Mizbeach. It never says there's a ramp. It never says any halachas of the ramp. Any rules, nothing. Yeah, right. It's silent. It's amazing. No, it's an amazing pickup. Never mentioned. It's mentioned one place in Divrei HaYamim that there was a kevesh. Very interesting. Then it says,
So let's say it's not completely burned up with those limbs. Is that lina? Let's say
If it's on the Mizbeach, it's not lina. Yeah, then it says, the Isra Yeshua Rida Menem is Beach, Aval Kishaton al Sovi, Vakavish, Lo Mikri Yerida. It's not called Yerida, as long as they didn't take it down. It's still there.
So it can burn the next day.
I don't know if it can burn the next day. Good question. I don't know. Like what happened? It's waiting online. It's waiting online. It's waiting online to get burned. So leave it on the Mizbeach somewhere. You bring it down to the, down, that's a problem. Okay? Talmud Lomar, Asher Tochal Ha'esh, Es Ha'ola, Al HaMizbeach. Okay, that's the pasuk says. Leave it on the mizbeach until it's ready to go on the actual fire. Reb Meir, what about Reb Meir? Right. So what does it mean? Es haola asam al mizbeach, ikule ola atamachzir. Yeah. What it means is if limbs of the ola fell off, or they're not fully burnt up, you return them to the Mizbeach. V'yatamach derikulei ketores. But if ketores somehow fell off the Mizbeach, it's on the floor, you scoop that up and the ketores and spices. Do you scoop them up and put them back? No, you don't have to do that. There's no halacha like that. The Tani Reb Chanina Bar Minyome, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yaakov, Asher Tochal Ha'esh Es Ha'ola Ala Mizbeach. The pasuk says that. Ikule Ola Atamachzer. Yeah, burnt up Ola you put back. By limbs. The Atamachzer Ikule Ketores. But the Ketores you don't put back. What would happen if some of the Ketores flew off the Mizbeach? You don't put it back. I don't know what you do with it. But you don't put it back. The Kule Alma Mihas Mosifin Bo Bayom Islu. Everybody agreed. However many Marachas there were, everybody agreed that on Yom Kippur there was an extra one. Everyone agreed to that. B'na'al Luhu, how do you know that? Nafka Luhu mi Viha'ish. They learned it out from Viha'ish. An extra Vav Hei. Vafil Mandalo Darish Vav. Vav Hei Darish. Even if you don't want to Darish in the Vav, the Vav and the Hei, it's Viha'ish. What's Viha'ish? No, there was an extra Ish on Yom Kippur. Okay? Then it said, okay, now, next, Eish Tamid Lamai Asa. Why does it say Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach Lo Sich Bet? What do we learn from the words Eish Tamid? Mi Boy Lele Kedetanya, for the following. Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach Lo Sich Bet. It should always be burnt. Continuous fire. Limin Al Maracha Shnia Shal Ketores. The second fire, the one that serviced the Ketores. Where is that fire? Where is the fire that you use for the Ketores? On the Mizbeach. Right? It's on the Mizbeach. Okay? Meaning, the fire for the Ketores came from the Mizbeach. Okay? Eish Machte, which is the fire on Yom Kippur. Menorah, and the fire to light the menorah, where they come from. The answer is, the Mizbeach. Minayin, how do you know they also came from the Mizbeach? Says Rashi. Rashi says, Eish, it's the second, third skinny line. Eish machta menorah. Eish diyom ha-kippur b'dilafnai v'lifnim. The Eish of Yom Kippur, going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Eish de menorah, and the Eish of the menorah, the hadlokas neiros de chol yoma, where did they get the fire from? The Kohen Gadol did not walk in with a lighter. Where did they get the fire from? From the Mizbeach. Right? Minayin shetehe notalas me'ala mizbeach hachitzon. How do you know you take the fire from the mizbeach hachitzon to go light the menorah? How do you know that? V'dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. It's a real kal v'chomer. It's a limud. Nemra eish b'ketores. It says eish by ketores. V'nemra eish b'machta u'b'menorah. And it also says an eish by the machta of Yom Kippur and the menorah. Ma lahalon ala mizbeach ha-chitzon. Just that the ketores is on the mizbeach ha-chitzon. Afkan al mizbeach ha-chitzon. So too, the menorah and the machte have to come from the mizbeach ha-chitzon. Okay?
So you use a torch, doesn't say that.
What exactly you use, I don't know. Doesn't say. But where does the fire come from? The mizbeach. Doesn't come from his pocket. He didn't bring a match. No. From the mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaPrimi didn't have a fire on it. By the way, that's right. It's one of the, every keli in the Beis HaMikdash had a nace. Okay? What was the nace of the little Mizbeach? It didn't get burnt. Every day you're lighting some fire on there and nothing happened to it. It stayed pure gold. That's a nace. Every keli had a nace. That's the most unknown nace, because no one knows about that nace. It's like a under the radar kind of nace. Everyone knows the menorah, it stayed lit, and the shulchan, the bread never got cold. Everyone knows about those. Right? One second. Oh, klach l'derech zu. We can learn it the other way. Nemra eish b'ketores. It says eish by ketores. V'nemra eish b'machta u'benorah. And it says eish, listen to this, by the machta and the menorah, it also says eish. Ma'la halon, just like by the ketores, b'samuchlo, the fire comes from something nearby. What's the closest fire to the Mizbeach HaPanimi? The Mizbeach HaChiton. Nothing closer. Af machte umenorah besamachlo. So too, the fire for the menorah and the fire for the pan should come from what's closest. What's closest to the menorah that has a fire on it? The panini is beach with the ketores on it. Take the fire from there. It's closest. Why the closest of the mizbech panimi is the mizbech chitzon? That's the hesber. Why is that the closest one? But that's the closest. So what's the closest to the menorah? The mizbech panimi. So why are you going outside to the mizbech to get the fire? Go to the mizbech panimi and get the fire. That's why it says, it's the fire I already told you about. And where does it come from? From the Mizbech HaChitzon. Lamadnu, we learn from here, Eish Lamenorah. Lamadnu Eish Lamenorah. That answers the menorah. Eish Machta Menayim. What about the Eish of Machta? The Eish has a fire from Kippur. Right? Where that fire comes? It's only once a year. The menorah was every day. V'dinhu, and it's the same limud. Nemra eish from Achta, v'nemra eish from Menorah. We'll make a comparison. Ma eish, ma lahalon, just like over there, agabim mizbech hachitzon. Afkan, so to over here, al mizbech hachitzon. Or klach l'derach zu. Clear it the other way. Nemra eish from Ketores, v'nemra eish from Achta. Ma lahalon v'samachlo, afkan v'samachlo. What's the closest fire to the Ketores? The outside mizbech. So what's the closest fire to the machta? The inside mizbeach. Talmud lomar, falokach, moli ha-machta, kacha li-eish, yala mizbeach, lefnei Hashem. Ezu mizbeach, shemiksasa lefnei Hashem, ve'en kulo lefnei Hashem. It's not completely in front of Hashem, because it doesn't, the mizbeach ha-chitzon was not lined up perfectly with the ulam going into the kodesh. So it's not really lefnei Hashem. It's Milifnei Hashem. It's partly in front of Hashem. Part of the Mizbeach is in front of the entrance. Centers. Huh?
The fire is.
Right, but not the whole thing. So it's not all of Lifnei Hashem, it's only partly Lifnei Hashem. Havi Omer, it's the Mizbeach HaChitzon.
Is there
a focus
where it's situated?
Yes, but everyone, yeah, but he's going like the one who holds the wasn't totally in front. Yeah. I think it's the event.
No matter what. If you want the fire to stay in the center and lining up, that means the Mizbeach has to be all centered.
No.
Yes.
The Mizbeach can't the Mizbeach be center.
Because you have a ramp and everything else, it has to be off center.
The ramp could be off center, but the actual Mizbeach could be directly in front of the entrance way, and it wasn't. It was a little off to the left. If you look at the pictures.
It's slightly off at the center of the fire in the dead center.
That could be.
So you figure out how that works.
But if you look at the picture, most of the Mizbeach is not in front of the entrance. It's over here. That's what I'm saying. See this?
Which Shita is that?
This is the conventional Shita. This is the conventional Shita. Most hold that the Mizbeach was over here, not in front of the entrance, a little bit in front of the entrance. Most of it not. This was not over here. It was over there. Like this. So it's not really Lifnei Hashem, it's Mil Lifnei Hashem. It's only partly in front of Hashem. And from that limud, we get the idea that the Mizbeach is the one that serviced the fires in the Kodesh. Okay, you see that picture? That's the picture. Now, why was it like that? I don't know. That we don't know. But there is a Shita that holds it was directly in center. That's really a minority Shita. That's not the conventional Shita.
It was like that, so the fire did not go in to see the Heichel when he was doing
it. Oh, that's the reason they could see the Heichel. Okay.
That's why this picture can't see it.
No, but the point is that the Mizbeach is off center, not directly in front of the Heichel. Okay, good. I'll finish in another minute. V'istrach l'michtav me'al ha-mizbeach, and it was necessary to say me'al ha-mizbeach, v'istrach l'michtav me'lifnei Hashem. I need both. Why? Because of Rechman me'al ha-mizbeach, if it only said me'al ha-mizbeach, ha-vamina, ma'al mizbeach panimi. Maybe it was the inner mizbeach. Because of Rechman me'lifnei Hashem. That's why it said me'lifnei Hashem, it's not really in front of Hashem. V'ikaz Rechman me'lifnei Hashem, and if it only said me'lifnei Hashem, ha-vamina, I would have thought, dafka me'lifnei Hashem. Dafka to be in front of Hashem, avol mehai gisa umehai gisa emelo. But if it's a little bit on this side and a little bit on that side, which is what it is, it's not going to work. Tzrichi, now that's why the Mishnah said, that's why the Gemara said, that it works, and that's part of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that's the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and which it services to what's going on inside. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.